WCTR, the greatest hits of all time, or unless the window front studio at Riverside Unique. Matthew Wilder there. I know a guy who's never going to break his stride.
Yeah?
This is a guy that seems to have endless energy and is... I can't wait to talk to him.
It's almost like he's found the secret fountain of youth or some sort of mystery formula for health and wellness.
I'll tell you this, he certainly is a great example. Please welcome Phil Anderson of Anderson Wellness Consulting. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing well.
Yes, doing well as well. So it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for being here. And we're so curious about what you do. So give us a little background. What got you interested in wellness consulting and how did this come about?
Sure. I've been in the wellness field off and on for about 20 years now. And I've done a lot of different competitive endurance events. I used to be a long-distance cyclist, a long-distance runner, did some ultramarathons and so forth. But really, the nutrition aspect of it was always the thing that really kind of pushed the button for me. Is, you know, so as I've gotten older, I've realized there are a lot of people that don't have basic information about what wellness is and the nutrition aspect and the fitness aspect, and most importantly, the motivation aspect of why to do it and how to keep doing it as you continue to get older.
I think that covers a lot of topics there because people don't tend to have the right guidance. And you told the story, and we were talking not too long ago about someone who you saw at a local gym, and they're staring at the machines quizzically. They don't quite know what to do. They know they want to use them. They know they want to get in shape, but they don't have the right guidance. There wasn't a trainer there to help them or advise them as to what to do to really make that a productive session,
right?
Which can be frustrating if you don't know those
things. And I am a certified personal trainer, but I don't actively train clients. That's not, I don't go into the gym and hold a clipboard and, you know, count to 10.
And the point I wanted to make, though, is you do that for a wellness consulting point of view because there are people that, you know, what do I eat? What foods are good for me? What aren't? Because sometimes you tend to think that certain foods are good for you when in reality they really aren't. And you can read so many differing opinions. It helps to have an expert who knows these things and can guide you through them.
Yeah, and setting up the program is really, you know, sort of the second step in the process. What you really want to do is figure out why you're doing it and specifically what your goals are. There are, you know, really three driving factors when it comes down to someone deciding they want to have a wellness transformation. They want to look better. Okay. They want to be able to change their physical appearance in some way. For some people, you know, that's all about weight management. You know, then most people probably want to lose a little bit of weight. Some people need to gain a little bit of weight. Some people, their weight is just fine, but they want to change some aspect of their physical appearance. You know, the second trigger is performing better, okay? And that can be, you know, improving your physical capabilities. It could be an athletic sense. It could just be being able to play with your kids and grandkids, you know? The basis of movement and activity really... You know, that's a trigger as well. And then the third driving factor is the ultimate one, and that's to feel better. Okay, and that gets into aspects of longevity. You know, how long can I continue to feel good? And that, you know, working with a client like that, from a consulting standpoint, you sort of get to the why before you get to the how and the what.
I think one of the things when you're young, we don't have the sensibilities about us. We think we're going to be invincible and we're going to go forever. And we learn bad habits that are hard to break. And then they're all we've ever known. So then we get to be in our, you know, 40s, 50s, and things don't feel the same. And so to your point, what you're saying is you go, okay, what can I do? I want to lose weight, or I want to feel better. I don't want to creak every time I stand up, or I don't want to have to go every time I sit down. Those kinds of things that never happened when you were younger and you didn't change anything. And now your body's saying, hold on, things are different now. And that's an important thing to say, is to be able to have that longevity and go through life and feel better.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of what you're talking about there is a lack of education more than anything else.
Absolutely.
You know, people talk about, well, you know, you should eat this many calories or have this much protein and so forth. Well, if you don't know what a calorie is or what protein is, or even where to find that information, you're kind of wandering around in the dark and you find yourself falling trapped to, I saw this article that if I eat nothing but cabbage soup for 2 weeks, I'm going to lose 20 pounds.
And that is a slippery slope, because once you start that deep dive, you find this article, oh, I'll try this, I'll try that. And how many people I'm sure you've talked to in your career that have said, well, I tried the insert name of diet here, and it didn't work. And then I tried the another diet here. And because they don't take it full circle. They don't learn anything. They just try. It's a panacea. It's a quick fix. Right. And then I'll be better. And
I always say, you know, I never use the word diet. It's a four-letter word to me. Mm-hmm. Because you want to have a balanced nutrition plan. You want to have one that's been thought out. Because if you go on a diet, the implication is you're going to go off that diet.
Right.
So if you don't learn the proper way to eat during that phase, then when it's done, or when you quit, which is more of them than not,
correct,
then you've not really learned anything. You've not really made any long-term changes.
Well, a diet is a fad, but what you're talking about really amounts to a lifestyle change.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the word change is real important there, because the person has to really commit to wanting to make that change.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If it's just a fad, a diet or an exercise, and all of a sudden everybody's playing pickleball now.
Right.
And I think that's great. And I remember when rollerblading was also the thing to do. And I'm not saying that pickleball is a fad. And you know, I go to the Y and I see, 25 people there at 9 o'clock on a Tuesday morning playing pickleball. And I think that's wonderful.
Right.
But it's sort of cyclical. And the basic foundations of nutrition, of fitness, and of motivation really don't change.
So people want to start their journey, maybe to a better life, whatever the three motivators are, or all of the three.
Yes.
You're going to offer that opportunity, because you're really the tour guide to wellness.
Right.
And you have something coming up in April that's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm just announcing it here today for the first time. The first two free seminars I'm going to be offering are booked. The first one is Tuesday night, April the 2nd at 7 o'clock. And the second one is Tuesday morning, April 10th at 10 a.m. I'll be having those up at the Chestertown Hot Desk space where I keep my offices. Limited to 6 people. If you go to my website, AndersonWellnessConsulting.com, there's a banner right at the top of the page. Click on that. You can sign up right away. There'll be about an hour classroom-style presentation. Lots of opportunity for questions and answers. We're going to go really top line there and kind of outline dreams, visions, and goals and the goal-setting process. And you'll be able to get a basic understanding of what I have to offer, so that if you do want to start that wellness transformation, you're in a good spot.
I don't think if is the key word there. I think when is the key word there. Yes.
Well, and a lot of people, have, there's 3 stages to it. There's pre-contemplation where you think, everything's fine. And then there's contemplation where you say, maybe I need to make a change. And then there's action when you actually make that change. And right now I'm, the people who are thinking, maybe I need to make that change, if they come to the seminar, hopefully they'll be empowered and motivated and inspired to go ahead and take that next step.
To me, it'll clear away the cobwebs. If you have any doubts or questions or anything in your mind, you can come in, you can get that information, and I think it'll clear it away, and it'll make it easier to see what your goals really are and how to get there.
Yeah, setting the goals is really the number one thing that you need to do, is to be real clear and real focused on exactly what it is you're trying to accomplish.
All right. So that website again?
Oh, it's AndersonWellnessConsulting.com.
Oh, it makes it really, really easy. So go and get yourself signed up.
Phil, great meeting you. I hope you'll come back and visit again with us.
I appreciate the opportunity to come in. So it's going to be a beautiful day.
Step into the finishing touch at 311 High Street in the heart of downtown Chestertown and explore the possibilities. Their custom framing shop turns your art and memories into stunning centerpieces, preserving them for generations to come. Need digital imaging reproduction? Trust their expertise to capture the essence of your artwork. For local artists, The Finishing Touch offers a full selection of top-tier art supplies. The Finishing Touch, 311 High Street in Chestertown. Call them at 410-778-5292 or visit Finishing Touch Shop.